At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You ready to check your feelings at the door?
Check it out. Check it out.
This is Am I Reister or Am I Wrong? We're bringing you facts and only the truth. Now, Am I Reister or Am I Wrong?
I'm George Reister. He's Ralph Amson, and this is Reister or Wrong. So today, Kyler Murray gets paid, but there's a little bit of clause in that contract, and it ain't good. Ralph terrified me because he told me to put pink slime on the dock today. Don't know what he's talking about. I know what it was in McDonald's burgers, but now I'm scared. Choco Taco is dead. And the Mega Millions. I don't know if anybody's won it, but are you playing it? And also the Packers revenue is related to the 76ers new stadium. And we will start today with Ralph, who should be absolutely sad and frustrated right now because his Arizona Cardinals gave a man $160 million guaranteed and $230 million, which he might collect all of it, $250 million, a dude that they had to mandate in the addendum to the contract that he spend at least 4 measly hours watching film every week in independent study. Ralph, when I saw that, I was like, okay, Kyler Murray can clearly be a fantastic quarterback. Like, I don't want to down him or his talent or anything like that. But when you look back at that quote that this dude made last year when the team was 10-2, when he said, quote, I'm not one of those guys that's going to sit here and kill myself watching film. First thing, that's a red freaking flag. That's a red flag of red flags. Then he said, I don't sit here for 24 hours and break down this team and that team and watch every game because in my head I see so much. So they were 10-2. So everybody just brushed it off. And then what did they go? 0-5 for the rest of the season?
It was 1-4? Struggle.
Yeah, it was awful. And people blamed it on DeAndre Hopkins being out. But maybe it was also because people did something different and he didn't watch it on film, Ralph. So how do you feel about that contract now, buddy? Now that we're talking about watching film.
Well, nothing changes for me in how I feel about Kyler Murray. That's not like I knew who he was. I wanted the Arizona Cardinals to pay him. Some of my attitude about his agent is reinforced in this coming out, about just like the level of unnecessary drama that has surrounded this process. Here's what we know to be true. Kyler Murray elevated the Arizona Cardinals with his unique talent.
Facts.
The same way that Josh Allen did that for the Buffalo Bills.
Facts.
It was very, very helpful for Josh Allen to add Stephon Diggs in the same way that it was very, very helpful for the Arizona Cardinals to add DeAndre Hopkins.
Facts.
You're going to want to surround Kyler Murray with talent so that he can use his talent to elevate your organization. Everybody should be on the same page. Buffalo, in August of last year, gave Josh Allen a mega extension so he wouldn't have to worry about any of this. Kyler Murray's agent and his team decided that they were going to throw a passive-aggressive tantrum a couple of weeks after getting blown out in the playoffs in early February, 6 months before Josh Allen, who I'm comparing him to, got his deal that he didn't have to lobby for or ask for. So that wasn't, to me, an unnecessary choice made by Kyler Murray's agent and team. Kyler Murray has also kind of come out and said that like his agent has guided his hand in a lot of this process. So that was frustrating. Kyler Murray deleting stuff off his Instagram to draw attention to
just himself. Hiding it because it's all back now.
Yeah. But that whole thing of like you're bringing negative attention from the fan base. It was always unnecessary to split the fan base into Team Kyler or Team Kime / Bidwill. It was always unnecessary. At every turn, it was unnecessary to make this an us versus them thing. Now, that might not be what's going through Eric Burkhardt or Kyler Murray's head, because they might have looked at the Cardinals, the history of the Arizona Cardinals, especially when Bill Bidwell was the owner, and see that like the Cardinals ruined their relationship with every first round pick they ever had before Michael Bidwell took over. But that's
so you
not
didn't
the
answer the
question.
Yeah, exactly. So what is so I don't understand why you wanted them to pay him now knowing that they needed to put this in his contract, because I have never.
They didn't need to put this in his
contract. Yes, they clearly.
That's a very bizarre choice.
No, Ralph. Not. Ralph, they clearly did, because the only reason why you put this in his contract is because he's not doing the necessary things to be great. And there is a, if I were the Cardinals, there is not a snowball's chance in hell that I would have paid him a red cent until he showed that he was willing to do the proper amount of film study, because that's the only reason why you put this in. I guarantee you, I would bet my house that this is not in any of the other top quarterbacks' contracts. None of them, not a single one. Because there is something that has led them to believe. And he made that comment, Ralph. He's a know-it-all. Like, I like Kyler Murray. But I would have, this is like giving your kids their allowance and they didn't do their chores. And they're like, yo, I want to go buy a new bike, Dad. And you're like, well, you have $50 if you had done your chores. And he's like, Dad, but I have to buy the bike today. Otherwise, the bike's going to be gone. Well, you should have did your chores. Dad, please give me the $50. I'll do my chores next time. And then you give him the $50. No, man. He needs to prove. Like, I would have paid Kyler Murray after this season, after he's doing all the things. And I'm like, yo, you want a new contract? You do X, Y, and Z. You do X, Y, and Z. I got you. No problem. But until then, And then if he still didn't do it, I'm trading his ass. I'm getting a lot of first round picks back, and this is somebody else's problem. And I know that quarterbacks are hard to come by, hard to find, and he's elevated the franchise. But I'm not giving that type of money to anybody that I have to babysit when his job, when I'm paying him to babysit the other dudes. I'm paying him to be the adult in the room, to be like, yo, dudes, we need to watch some more film. We need to go out and throw more. We need to do that. So I'm not doing it, Ralph, under no circumstances until he does it.
That's you. That's you. But you have to give some thought to the fact that this is just a stupid organization being themselves.
Okay. So, but the thing is, you said you wanted them to pay. So if you were the Cardinals and you deem this necessary, I'm saying that you get a chance to go back and redo this, knowing that you feel like that you have to put this in his contract, are you still giving him the contract? Or are you saying you need to prove it to me?
First of all, let me go back again. They did not have to put this in his contract. If the owner, Michael Bidwell, felt the need to put this in his contract, then it is on Eric Burkhart, who is now the co-head of Rock Nation, who used the Kyler Murray negotiation, I'm starting to feel like to make more of a name for himself to qualify for being upgraded to that position. But like, if you are Eric Burkhart, then what you need to do, because what Eric Burkhart obviously told Ian Rappaport after Ian Rappaport broke this, was that Kyler already does that, so it was no big deal for Kyler to sign the contract because he already does 4+ hours of independent film study week. So if he's already doing 4+ hours of independent film study week, why would we care?
Hold on. Bro, why that's would not we care? True. Why would we it's care? Not true. There is
you don't
no...
know that. The original Kyler Murray quote was, I don't kill myself. I don't kill myself going overboard studying film because of what I see in my head. And yes, Kyler Murray.
All the great quarterbacks
yes,
go.
Yes, he is an introvert. Yes, he is immature.
All Kyler the good Murray quarterbacks go overboard watching film. All the good quarterbacks do. They go overboard watching film. Like no right. quarterback would say that, Ralph. Nobody would say that. I'm not getting ready to kill myself watching a film.
Plenty of quarterbacks say plenty of stupid things. Comes from a place of either stubbornness or having one too much and not like Cam Newton. It to me is the Hall of Fame example of a guy who didn't really understand what went into losing and would start to blame other people around him, take it out on the media, especially after losing in the Super Bowl. It took Cam Newton a long time to figure out like, oh, you might go 8-8 sometimes. Right. But like Kyler Murray is one of those guys where one, he's an introvert. Two, he is immature and the of immature that comes from ignorance and inexperience, having not experienced like the full breadth of what the NFL can mean, right? Like sometimes Aaron Donald twice a year, three times a year is going to line up across from you and you, there's not going to be anybody to blame. There's not going to be anybody to blame. It's either he overcame your entire offensive line with his talent or you found a way around. Like there's stuff about Kyler Murray that needs to improve. I don't think anybody is arguing that.
So why give him a contract extension when you didn't need to? You could have waited until after this season, Ralph.
He wasn't gonna play. He was not.
That is bullshit. There is a 0% chance that Kyler Murray was not gonna play football this season. A 0% chance. Because you know why? Because Kyler Murray wants money. And this is just like the damn Chiefs tackle. The damn Chiefs tackle.
He was going to get paid regardless. He's one of the top 12 quarterbacks in the NFL. He was going to get paid regardless.
Who was going? Ralph, if he did not play this year, his contract would not have told. And he still would have been under contract on year four next year. So he can't just sit out.
The Cardinals were never not going to pay him.
But that's the point. That's the point is that you don't have to pay him now. You could have paid him next year after he does the necessary things that you're now requiring.
But why do that? Because you already have a shitty reputation around the league for the way that you treated Tyrann Mathieu and Patrick Peterson and
this Andrew is Jones. This doesn't, Ralph, I promise you, this does not, this addendum only, this does not change players' opinion about the Cardinals. This changes their opinions about Kyler Murray. Because they're like, why the hell would they need to put that in his contract?
Because of the Cardinals. Because this is a lose-lose. This is a lose-lose. Either Kyler Murray lives up to his contract or he does not. The entire idea that he could default if you're babysitting his iPad time, like it literally says the language yes. there is, and you can't be doing this with the TV on in the background.
Yes.
That is the way I talk to my 13-year-old.
That's the point. If you
And so I'm with you. I'm with you in that if you don't trust him enough to not watch television while he's studying film, then he shouldn't be your quarterback. So there should never have been a situation, George, where a contract with this language in it was put forth.
Never. I 100% agree.
And I
that's my point.
Cardinals organization for that. But the truth of the matter is Kyler Murray has come out through his agent and said, like, yeah, it was easy for me to put my name to that because it's something that I already do. Like,
of course he's going to say that. That is spin, dude. That is spin.
Do you think he doesn't watch any film when he says, I don't kill myself to go overboard watching film?
Do you realize how low of a standard that 4 hours of independent study is per week for a quarterback? That is the minimum bare bones that you should be doing. And the fact that they even needed to, that they felt like that they needed to, means that you should not have been offering him a contract extension. So yes, I agree with you. I blame the Cardinals, but the idea that Kyler Murray was not going to play this season, there's a 0% chance that he was not going to play, because if Kyler Murray doesn't play, Kyler Murray doesn't get extended, and Kyler Murray can't go elsewhere unless he plays football. So like it's just like the Chiefs tackle. The Chiefs tackle is going to sign his franchise tag. He is 100% going to sign his franchise tag. He's just going to miss camp. And Kyler wasn't even going to miss camp. He would be fined $50,000 a day. Nobody's doing that, dude. That's why everybody shows up. They hold in, and then he would show up and play. Otherwise, he would get fined for conduct detrimental to the team by the time the season starts. Bro, there is no way that he was not going to play. Just like the Chiefs tackle, Orlando Brown is going to sign his tender. It's going to sign the franchise tag, 100%. And in his case, it's even more because he's only made a few million dollars and his franchise tag is like $20 million. There's not a chance in hell that he doesn't sign it. I'm just telling you. These are just facts.
You didn't grow up a Cardinals fan watching first-round pick after first-round pick get frustrated with the Bidwell family and force their way out. And you're talking about, oh, Michael Bidwell felt the need to put this in his contract. Michael Bidwell is still the same guy who felt the need to write a letter of endorsement about Brett Kavanaugh during Supreme Court hearings. Yep. Michael Bidwell is consistently doing things that he feels the need to do that don't actually have any level of necessity in society or in the way that he runs his business.
I'm just saying that there's a reason why I came.
The Cardinals don't have a championship since the 1940s because they have been, in comparison, a poverty franchise. And that is what gives somebody like Kyler Murray, who they gave up on Josh Rosen, who they went away from the whole idea of sunk costs and they drafted a quarterback in the first round 2 years in a row. Kyler Murray realizes he has so much leverage over this organization that he can act in a way that alienates the fan base and he is still going to get paid. So the entire idea that the Cardinals would shoot themselves in the foot by putting this language in his contract is a self-own. It is a self-own, and it never should have been there.
Correct, but I'm just saying there's a reason why they felt like they needed it, and you know, and now we will see.
Do you at the very least blame his agent for being in such a hurry to get this deal done that they couldn't have taken an extra 2 weeks to negotiate over whether that was actually in his contract?
That seems like a deal breaker, bro. That seemed like one of those ones. No, this is going in his contract, and he was like, okay, what whatever. And now he's going to watch the at least the amount of film that they feel like he should be watching. And, you know, hopefully he doesn't kill himself watching film. Not actually, but his quote.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, next thing up. Ralph, what the hell is up with this pink slime? Because you said something to me about pink slime, and I know McDonald's used to have it in their burgers, which was gross as hell. Please don't tell me that pink slime is back. I thought it was outlawed.
So it's not the McDonald's pink slime. This pink slime is actually a viral TikTok sensation. I don't know if you have a presence on TikTok or ever go on TikTok, George.
I only go on TikTok when my kids send me TikToks.
Okay. So you're like me in that, like, pretty much everything you see on TikTok is usually just in an Instagram reel.
Okay. Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So there is a Miami-based chef named
Oh, this pink sauce?
Yes. Yeah. So she created a pink sauce that is kind of looks like Pepto-Bismol, but depending on the batch, it can be a different color every single time. She made this pink sauce. Apparently, it tastes a little bit like ranch. Started shipping it. The bottle on it says that it has 444 servings at 90 calories a piece. What she meant to say was that there's 444 grams of sauce and 30 servings per bottle. So, like, there's stuff misspelled on the nutrition label. Like, she doesn't even know what the F in FDA stands for. She made a pink ranch that she's been shipping in just like regular bubble wrap envelopes. So the envelopes have been bursting. People are going to their mailbox and just getting like a dripping pink envelope.
Hey, somebody needs to get this woman a co-packer, man. Get her a co-packer immediately.
So it tastes like ranch, but the branding and the virality of it, even though a bottle of ranch at Walmart costs between $3 and $4, she's selling for $20 a bottle, and people want to participate in this trend. So she's actually selling quite a bit of it.
Yeah, dude, this going crazy on dude, the pink sauce. I like it, bro.
Would you, you like it. What do you like about it? Because it's one of those things that I see and I'm
I'm saying dead. I get it. I get why. Dude, so look, my kids have gone to Chick-fil-A. They're like, Dad, Dad, okay, I want a nugget meal, okay? All right. Ask for a salad bowl, like one of the things that the salad comes in. Dad, ask for a salad bowl. I need ranch, I need buffalo sauce, I need Chick-fil-A sauce. The kids, they put the fries and the nuggets into the bowl and something else to it. Then they put all the sauces in it, shake it up, and then they eat it like that because of TikTok. So I get it. I get it. And my son ordered a 20-item thing from Starbucks because he saw it on TikTok and he loves it now. And the people at Starbucks are like, oh, yeah, that TikTok drink. Oh, yeah, cool. I got you. So they know what's happening.
All anybody wants to do with their product is have it catch some type of wave.
Yeah, and then this is a wave. Yes, and be able to. Yep.
And I think for this.
Because this sauce could hit, dude. If people like this sauce, they will eventually get the price point down. She might be like bad Barbie, to where we know her for the pink sauce, and then later on it'll be something else. But I'm gonna tell you, sauce don't come out pink. I cook a lot of stuff. It is very hard to. So listen, the nutritional label ain't gonna be that friendly. This has got.
I'm not trying it
until it comes from a co-packer, bro. I'm not trying it until it. Yeah, don't ship me your damn home brew, lady, because you're getting too big, and now I feel like you're cutting corners.
Well, and the whole thing about like infamy and notoriety is there's a lot of people who make their money off of other people's notoriety and infamy. So you could have people come in and license this or try to figure out in a way where they can manufacture it, get the price point down, and sell it. And she's either completely out of the business, like, I don't know if you know, but one of the most popular barbecue sauces, Sweet Baby Ray's, like, the dude who made that sold it a really long time ago, gets absolutely nothing from it. Like, it could be a situation like that, or she could license it or just take a portion of it or whatever. There's going to be plenty of opportunities for it. So I'm not mad at her for that. And it is interesting that the failures that have gone along with it, of the people like buying it and making their own TikToks and pointing out the spelling errors and the messed up packaging and everything like that. Everything is almost kind of feeding back into the success of the notoriety of the pink sauce, the point where we're talking about it on this show. So I'm not mad at it. I wouldn't try it, but good for her.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Unless
how long
somebody gets hurt, then definitely not.
Yeah. All right. The Choco Taco. I've only had, I think, 2 Choco Tacos in my whole life, and I thought it was cool. I didn't mind it, but I don't typically like to bite into ice cream. I have sensitive teeth. And my wife, dude, I was eating a Haagen-Dazs the other day, and she totally like shamed me, bro. She was like, she literally said, "You're eating that Haagen-Dazs like it's a dick, dude." Because so what? Listen, I'm gonna explain to you. So I like Häagen-Dazs, vanilla Häagen-Dazs. I guess you do. with milk chocolate and almonds on the outside. So you've seen that in the grocery store, right?
Yeah.
So yeah. How do you normally eat it?
How do I eat ice cream?
No. If you were eating that, how would you eat it?
In private.
would you
in the closet with the door shut and the lights off?
Would you bite into it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely not, dude. I do not bite into it. So I suck the thing so like the chocolate kind of comes off. Mm-hmm. And she's like, why are you caressing the chocolate? You're like, and she's like, George, I cannot sit next to you while you're eating this. I cannot. This is giving me this is giving me bad energy.
You're the type of person that would lean into it, though. I feel like you.
I certainly did, dude. I certainly did.
I would throw. How it in did the trash you know? And go for a walk. Because of the things that you do to make me feel awkward on this show, such as this topic. Were we supposed to be talking about Choco Tacos?
Yes. So anyways, Choco Tacos.
I'm so uncomfortable for no reason.
Wait, first thing is, so if Aaron said that to you, you wouldn't finish it?
No, I'd throw it away and I'd go for a walk and I'd probably like listen to sad music.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so have you eaten Choco Tacos? For me, like,
yeah, man. They used to be at Taco Bell.
Oh, like, see, when, I've never gotten a dessert. See, I don't like dessert with my food. Like, I love milkshakes, but like, mm-hmm. I can't eat a burger. Like, if I went to, you know, a place, because I'm not getting McDonald's milkshakes. They're fucking gross. It's not even ice cream. But if you go to somewhere, because I'm a hand dipped milkshake kind of guy. So if you have a place that I enjoy your milkshake, I can't get like a burger or fries and then a milkshake as my drink. I cannot.
I respect that.
Because like the whole combination. So I need like water, which is what I normally drink, or like, you know, some other type of drink if I chose to drink that.
Question though. Do you ever do the milkshake, chocolate milkshake, French fry combo?
Not since I was like 12 and I okay. dipped the fry in a frosty.
Yeah, it is like a sixth grade food for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So are you sad about the Choco Taco?
I am because it's 40 years. So like my entire consciousness, Choco Tacos have been available. I don't really eat them that much anymore. But when we're like, if we're at a gas station, like if it's like 10 at night, my kids want ice cream and the ice cream places are closed. We'll hit the gas station freezer, the one that has like the Flintstones push pops and the Häagen-Dazs and the a bomb pop and stuff like that, and they'll have Choco Tacos in there, and I'll grab the kids one, I'll grab myself one. It's not the Choco Taco still exists, because in my opinion a caramel drumstick is a Choco Taco. Like it's the same.
Yeah,
it's pretty much the same exact ingredients, it's just a different shape. So the actual flavor lives on, but it is, you know, part of my childhood was I would go to Taco Bell and I would get a beef Mexi melt, and then as a treat, have a Choco Taco, because you got to go up and order twice, because if they serve hot food with ice cream, it just melts. Or you got to eat it in the reverse order or whatever. But that was the thing that I would do as a kid. You know, we didn't have a lot of money growing up, but, you know, so going out for us was either like ordering in Pizza Hut or going out to Taco Bell. And Taco Bell no longer does the Mexi Melt, and Choco Tacos don't exist. So it just feels like little pieces of your childhood
they brought the Mexican pizza back, and you can't find a Mexican pizza now.
That's true. What is pissing me off is all these people online that are like, you don't get to be sad if you stop purchasing it is the reason that they don't make them.
Is that why?
Because I absolutely do. I'm assuming that like... No. Why would you continue making, or why would you stop making it if it was profitable?
Hey, bro, you
are they trying to do like a Choco Taco, like treat it like the nacho fries, like or the McRib?
Oh, where they Choco Tacos? Yeah. Hey, they might, bro. They might. All right. Next thing up, the Mega Millions. So I think I saw it yesterday. Let me look up exactly how much it is. But did anybody win the Mega Millions?
No.
Okay, so. Oh, $830 million. Woo, boy. Woo. Okay, $830 million. If you win that all by yourself, will you be on the podcast on Thursday?
No. On Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably on Thursday, because I'm guessing the money doesn't hit
that quick. Okay, so six Thursdays from now, will you be on?
No, dude.
Oh, my God. Why would you quit?
I don't think I would quit. I think I would just pay somebody better than me to be here with you.
So can you just move to LA if you...
I'll be it.
Can you move to LA if you win, and we'll do it in person every day?
Yeah, we could. Yeah, we could do that.
Wait, hold on. Are you playing it first thing?
I would. Yes. I don't know how many tickets Aaron bought. Well, first of all, I got to clarify whether or not I'm actually playing if Aaron bought the tickets, because much in the same way that you're asking me if I would be on this podcast 6 weeks from now, I probably should ask my wife, are you going to be in this marriage 6 weeks from now if we win?
Is Aaron there?
She is upstairs working. You know what she's always said is that she would not stop working if she...
Me either.
...won a jackpot. But my thing to her is, like, there is absolutely no way you would deal with some of the stuff that you come downstairs and complain about if you, like, you, there would be no motivation to actually work your way through that problem. Like, FU money is FU money for a reason. It's so that you can, in certain situations, say FU, right? And I don't think that, you know, one of your employees abusing FMLA and, like, not showing up for work is a problem you're going to want to deal with anymore when you have, because 830 million times.
Yeah, you're going to do something that you love. See,
minus taxes is 330 million lump sum payment after taxes.
Yeah, 330 is good. 330 is good. Yeah, I think I could do something.
I would even do 4 hours of independent film study a week
for 330. If you had to do 4 hours of independent film study for 330 every single week, would you do it?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I would put in 8 hours just so in case I was spent any time distracted. You ain't getting it off me, buddy. You ain't getting this up off me. I'm going to be well over that joint every week.
I'd do 4 hours a day before 7 a.m. if for $330
million. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
All right. So this just came up for sale. And I want to run it by you if this would be one of your purchases, because, you know, you wouldn't miss $30 million off the top of $330 million. There is a 312-acre property currently for sale in the New Mexico wilderness. Featured with this property is an entire herd of yak, a reinforced concrete home with its own water supply, a year's worth of propane, a solar energy system, multiple backup generators, a koi pond. And again, on 312 acres, it's a complete survivalist compound in the event of the end of the world. It was designed by somebody over the course of 20 years who just decided at the very end of finishing it that he'd rather live near the ocean. And so he says he's not a psychopath, but he built this and it's on sale for $30 million. Would you buy your own survivalist compound in New Mexico with a herd of yak and its own energy sources for $30 million?
Does it? No, hell no. Hell no.
No.
Absolutely not. Because if push came down to shove, I got enough money, I'm hiring mercenaries to protect me.
That's true.
Yeah. You could always. Yeah. So, but I would buy this 70, $5 million property I just saw out here in California. This ranch.
Like a 1,600 square foot house. In the
valley. No, it was actually like 260 acres, bro. 75 million. It's a ranch. It's on a lake. Yeah, I was like, and it's not too far from my house now. I was like,
would be all my friends would have all their bills paid, and then if you need to find me after that, you would need a compass.
Yep.
I would be up in the Bighorn Mountains on the Montana-Wyoming border, and if you want to find me, you have to do a solid 8 hours of hiking.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ralph, unlock your door real quick.
Unlock my door?
Yeah.
Like the door to my office?
Yes.
Okay.
Ralph has no idea what's happening right now.
Oh, here we go.
So
to the show.
So Ralph's wife, Erin, is now part of the show right now. Okay. Hi, Erin. For anybody who doesn't know, this is Ralph's wife. Now, we were talking about the Mega Millions, and Ralph said that he brought up this topic today. So the Mega Millions is $830 million. And he said that you, first of all, that you bought some Mega Millions tickets. So how many did you buy? Because I have, I think, 50.
I think with the mega plier, it's like 36.
Okay. Okay. So he said, so I asked him if he would be back on the show on Thursday if you guys won. And he was like, yes, on Thursday. He was like, because the check won't clear by Thursday. So, and then I said, so 6 Thursdays from now. He was like, absolutely not. So I told him, I was like, so would you move to California so we can do it here next to each other all the time? He was like, I would consider that. And then he said, oh, wait, hold up. First thing is, Aaron bought the tickets. So I would have to know, first thing is am I getting any of this money if we win? So are you going to leave Ralph if you win the Mega Millions?
No, I have no plans to leave my husband if I win the Mega Millions.
So and he said that you said that you would go back to your same job. And I said, no, she wouldn't. She would go do. Well, actually, she might for a while. And then she would go do something that she absolutely loves to do every day. I don't think you would be idle hands.
Yeah, no, I don't think I wouldn't quit like right off. Right. So I think there's a planning. To your point, I don't like to have idle hands. So I need to know what I'm going to be doing, whether that's this role or a different role. I don't know what that would look like, but I wouldn't stop. I wouldn't stop working in the sense that like I wouldn't spend all of my time traveling and watching Netflix. Like that wouldn't be my life
because yes.
That's not who I am as a person, right?
Yeah.
So no, I wouldn't, I'm also not the type of person to be like, peace out. Right?
That's not me. Okay.
So in leaving a job in general, I would create a transition plan. So like I wouldn't quit my job if I won the lottery. I wouldn't work as many hours as I'm currently working, but yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So would you stay in the house that you are living in if after taxes and everything you ended up with about $400 million?
No, I'd flatten this house and build a new one on this property is what I would do. This house could go straight to hell. And I would build a new one on the land that we have. I love our neighborhood. I love the land that we have. I love where we are. I would demolish this house and put up a new one.
Okay. Okay. Well, and listen, well, thank you for coming down, Aaron, because I would still be doing this. Don't know if I would. I would probably keep my serious show for a while until I got the time. But it would depend on the time slot that I wanted. If I wasn't happy in the time slot, I'd be like, I'm just going. I'm just podcasting, homie. Just podcasting.
Ralph That's would it. Continue to do this. I'll speak for him because I don't think he's accurately representing himself. He would.
I totally agree.
We would.
Thank you.
We would build a podcast studio in wherever we're building, so that he could actually go somewhere where the kids are not outside the door, and so he would have somewhere to go to because he likes talking to people and at
yep.
people, and so there's no way he gives up.
Thank you.
Time
thank you. Thank that. You. I have told him this. There is no chance he does this. He loves this. He would not go live in the wilderness in Wyoming and nope. not think about college sports and high school sports. There's zero
100%.
Chance. He would die 100%. Before he did that.
All right. Well, now that I'm going to get yelled at later, I'm going to give him his headset back.
Okay.
You attack.
You feel attacked with the truth. And Ralph had no idea that was coming. That's what happens when you have spouses' phone numbers.
Did she say I like to hear myself talk?
Or yes, she did. Both. She said both. That's the same thing that my wife would say too. All right, the next thing up. So apparently the Packers revenue is tied to the 76ers stadium in Philadelphia. Ralph, please explain this to me.
Well, I could have done a better job explaining what I meant.
Yes, you could, because I was like, I don't get it.
It was more of a question for you because it came out that I think they were number one in ticket revenue last year. And let me get the exact figures, because they're kind of interesting, especially that, you know, with them not having fans in the stands in 2020, or with most teams not having it. The Packers announced a record $579 million in annual revenue, making a comeback from the pandemic. Local revenue hit a record $231.7 million for the Packers.
Jeez.
So that's with, like, everything combined. The Packers, it pays to own a franchise, and I'm not sure that I fully understand how Packers ownership works or where the money goes.
Yes. Yeah, because the fans who own part of the team don't participate in the revenue, which is...
So then that's not ownership.
But it is to them. I mean, because that makes no sense. And I don't think that they get voting rights. And all. I'm like, so what do you actually own?
Yeah, so but I guess I have a lot of questions about where that money goes. These two stories hit my timeline at the exact same time, was that the Green Bay Packers can pull in $579 million in a year in revenue, 1 year out of a pandemic. And the Philadelphia 76ers just announced that they are moving, that they're going to move the location of the stadium in Philadelphia and build. And by the time they're in, it's going to be probably about 8 years from now. And the overall cost of construction of the stadium is going to be around $1.3 billion for a multipurpose basketball arena. And I was looking at these two things back to back and just thinking to myself, like, that's it. Like, that's how you justify this absurd expense when you already have an arena to not even upgrade, but to just move to a different part of town, you know, where you feel like you can maximize your profits and advertise to that part of the city that you're going to be an overall benefit on everything around you, because wherever you go, the money flows. Right. And yep. So I was just looking at those two things coming across the timeline back to back and thinking to myself, like, is this how we justify tearing down and rebuilding temples, you know, to athletes year over year over year? Just knowing that money is just flowing in, like the idea that you can make $579 million in revenue in a year, like why wouldn't a quarterback command at least 10-15% of that?
Yeah. Yep. See, I don't know why. Well, see, I think that this is more true in basketball than anything else. That you get a chance to, that you can actually make yourself, well, that the franchise's value is increased by a particular player. Like, I think that if the Packers sell, they're not selling for more regardless of who their quarterback is. But if you have Steph Curry or Giannis, who are, you know, 28 years old, Giannis is younger than 28, right? So, if you have Giannis, the Milwaukee Bucks are worth way more than they are now, you know, with him than without him, because now you got playoff revenue. You can count on a lot of other revenue that you couldn't otherwise have counted upon.
Right, right. I don't know. I see that, and it's like, man, business is booming in professional athletics, and as much as, you know, it almost makes me wonder if there's going to be some like a pendulum swing back to, like, somebody pointing to say, like, yeah, you made $580 million in a year. Like, why do you need a tax break?
Dude, I never understand why the cities pay for stadiums. That's idiocy, bro. It is madness. Like, why would you pay for a stadium? It's stupidity. Because they can pay for it themselves, and the NFL actually has a fund to help do that. And if you're the team, it actually increases how much your team is valued at. If I were a city, I would never, under any circumstances. I mean, LA didn't do it. When the when the Rams and the Chargers were looking at new stadiums or to move to LA, it went up for a vote. The mayor was like, hell no. Under no circumstance will we be paying for your stadium. Pay for the shit yourself. And that's what every other city should do. The Buffalo Bills weren't moving out of Orchard Park. Dude, these fans got duped. Dude, I would never do that if I owned a friend. If I owned a city. If I owned a city.
You have the franchises that did move though, and so everybody can always point to them, to the Art Modells, to the Spanos family, to the Rams leaving St. Louis after moving to St. Louis from LA. The fact that the Cardinals were also in St. Louis at one point. Like, you can always point to those examples to motivate somebody into being scared into providing
You ain't finna scare me into that. Yep. You ain't finna scare me.
All right, we'll see. What franchise are we buying a piece of when we win this Mega Millions?
We don't really have. I mean, well, we can buy a minority interest. I want a big market team. If the Lakers, because the Lakers may be going up for sale in a little bit, or the Chargers. Yeah, so probably Chargers.
Phoenix might be for sale here in a minute.
Yeah, hey, buy them up, fast growing city, bro. I'm in. All right, so we can buy a minority interest. And hopefully we win the Mega, and then you guys will see some changes on this show. Some changes. But you guys, I hope that you guys enjoyed Reister Wrong today. I'm George Reister. He's Ralph Amsden. Peace out. Catch you guys later.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.